And they hit it. I think he says they'll mute it.
Jonathan is now on.
Yes, hello.
Hello, Jonathan. Everyone's not muted, as you can tell from your...
Yeah, we're okay. I figure we'll wait until 7:30 and then we can go ahead and switch everyone over to mute at that point.
What's happening? Yeah. I've told the people who were on before you got on that your plan was to mute everybody. Audio.
Yes. Yeah, the settings are set to mute everyone upon entry. I mean, you can everyone obviously has the opportunity to unmute themselves. Once we get started, hopefully everyone will be able to keep it on mute for the duration. I mean, it's not going to be too long or anything like that.
Well, you had it scheduled to start at 7:30 and it's 7:28 when you got on.
I know. I was trying because I know we're doing the free version, so I tried waiting as long as possible to officially start it in terms of like the time limit.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I see you've got your screen up. Do you have me muted?
No, I have not muted anybody yet. Just preparing. So yeah, you can see that just fine.
I see. There's a chat that came in from somebody, from Sherry. Sherry says she's not getting any sound. I don't know why. That's her on her end.
Yes. I'm not sure. And I'm not sure why that would be. Well, so how's everybody holding up?
Fine.
Yeah, I'm here. I can still hear you, and I see I'm not muted yet.
Do you need a quorum?
Pardon?
Now you got 13 participants.
Need a quorum.
Yeah, do you want to run through roll call?
Eric, I don't see a list of names. I'm going to call the roll for Sherry so I know whether or not calling the Zoning Commission meeting to order. If you have your voice unmuted, indicate that you are present. If you're not unmuted, if you're not there, then just send me a chat to indicate that you are present in the meeting. This is for the Zoning Commission members.
Tom Needs here. If you can hear me.
I can hear you, Jonathan.
What?
Tom Needs. You have your quorum now.
All right, so you think we're good to go here?
It's three of us.
All right, well, do we want to get rolling?
Yeah, go ahead. It's up.
All right. Well,
I've asked them to send a chat if the zoning commission members are present. So,
perfect. All right. Well, first and foremost, I guess welcome to the May 11th meeting. yes, and unfortunately, for the time being, we're going to have to work with conducting these through Zoom. Hopefully, that's not going to extend too long. Just a couple of house cleaning items. Try and keep your microphones on mute if there's going to be a lot of background noise. If there's not, I guess feel free to leave it unmuted, I suppose. After the slides, if time allows, which it should, I did like a quick run through earlier and it's pretty brief. We can go through the comments and try to answer if anybody has any questions. And we are just using the free version of Zoom. So as a trial this time around, we're going to be limited to 40 minutes. So that's, we'll run pretty quick though. So that's okay. If anyone is unable to log in, you know of anyone who is unable to log in, the meeting is being recorded. And so we will be able to provide a link to the recording as soon as we can. So anybody can catch up on anything that they missed. Yes, we'll keep it short. And so this is mostly just going to be a brief summary of the comments that we received at the March 9th meeting. So if anyone was not in attendance, the March meeting consisted of six stations of sorts, each with a map covering the five sub areas, A, B, C, D, and E, and one for the township as a whole. So in sub area A, which is generally bounded by the township boundary on the south and east, and the rear property lines of the properties on the north side of Fancher Road on the north and Harlem Road to the west. The comments we received in this sub area include, in general, keeping the rural feel and limiting the hours for light and noise pollution. More specifically, the comments included reducing speed limits on residential roads, a desire to limit or prohibit economic development, including the exclusion of racetracks, outdoor shooting ranges, targets or big box retail, and large factory farms. From a residential development standpoint, the comments revolved around lot sizes, such as limiting small lots, promoting large lots, prohibiting apartments, and ensuring water and flooding issues are fixed if any development does occur. In sub area B, which is bounded by sub area A and the township line to the south, the township line to the west, and the rear property lines of the northern lots on Center Village Road, and sub area E to the north, and about 3,000 feet east of State Route 605 to the east. The comments received in this sub area in general include an understanding that some development will occur, but trying to keep as much of the same as possible, and a desire to keep it rural. More specifically, the comments included a desire to increase zoning enforcement to deal with abandoned homes, a preference for green space and agricultural areas, a desire to protect Duncan Run through conservation areas or stream buffers, some sort of intersection improvements at Center Village and State Route 605, but that's really more sub area E. We'll get to that one later. A call for bike trails or lanes and tree plantings along the road. Economically speaking, the comments included limiting or prohibiting economic development and the encouragement and promotion of small family farms. And from a residential development standpoint, the comments revolve around lot sizes, such as keeping the lot sizes between 2.5 to 5 acres and prohibiting apartments and subdivisions. And sub area C, which is bounded by sub area B to the west, sub area A to the south, the township and county line to the east, and Montgomery and Duncan Run Road to the north. The comments received in this sub area include prohibiting sewer, both developing and not developing parks, protecting Duncan Run and planting street trees. Economically speaking, from an economic development perspective, The comments included the prohibition of economic development, especially the car track, and the encouragement and promotion of small family farms. And from a residential development standpoint, the comments revolved around lot sizes, and similar to subarea B, keeping the lot sizes between 2.5 and 5 acres and promoting prohibiting high density condo developments. On subarea D, which is is basically the north half of the township, bounded by subarea B, E, and C to the south and the township line to the west, east, and north. The comments received in this subarea include a conflict, both keep and get rid of, the EMS station on Woodtown Road, acquiring land for parks, prohibiting sewers, and making underground electric mandatory on new builds, as well as including a traffic light in Center Village, which again is more related to subarea E, and reinstalling the guardrail at the creek on Harlem Road and Woodtown Road for safety reasons. From an economic development standpoint, it was all the comments just wanted a straight prohibition on economic development. And from a residential development standpoint, the comments were related to lot sizes, like the other sub areas, keeping them between 2.5 to 5 acres, limiting small lots from destroying agriculture, and prohibiting high density developments like apartments and subdivisions. And subarea E, which is the Center Village area, which is about 1,500 feet north of the crossroads of Center Village and State Route 605 to about 1,000 feet east of the crossroads to about 1,200 feet south to about 1,700 feet west. The comments in this area included expanding the area behind the firehouse for a park. There was also a comment about not including more parks. A lot of prohibiting sewer, improved drainage in the park, and clearing sight lines and installing a signal at Center Village and 605. From a residential development standpoint, the comments were mostly related to the lot sizes and keeping them between 2.5 and 5 acres. And economically, it was a little bit more elaborate, obviously, as the center of the township, with both limiting economic development to particular areas, as well as prohibiting economic development. There was one comment about expanding subarea E for more commercial in Center Village. And there were a couple comments about developing the park in conjunction with the old cement plant to get rid of that building. Interestingly, there was a comment about creating a walkable town center in Center Village with stores on the first floor and apartments above. The map containing the entire township did receive the most comments, with general comments focusing on prohibiting urban sprawl and maintaining the rural feel, possibly with assistance from outside organizations. And more specifically, the comments included better zoning enforcement, including some maintenance clauses, more parks, including incentives to sell land to preservation groups, improved utilities, prohibiting sewers, protecting Duncan Run and the John Belts Preserve, as well as protecting wetlands and wooded areas, an idea for obtaining development rights for conservation, and saving the historic schoolhouses on Harlem and Lewis Roads. Some additional comments about the roadways include slower traffic, the inclusion of street trees, and the aforementioned intersection improvements in Center Village, and keeping Bevelheimer Road as is, i.e. not extending it. From an economic development perspective, there were very strong comments for supporting small farming operations and the limiting of and or prohibiting of economic development, including racetracks, sports complex, and big box stores. From a residential development standpoint, the comments revolved around the lot sizes, which were pretty all over the map. The comments ranged from limiting the sizes to 1/4 acre to limiting develop to 1 acre minimum and limiting development to 2 acre minimum. But there was some consensus on prohibiting multifamily additional subdivisions, or if there were to be subdivisions, require them to have conservation designs. and definitely not in, increasing the densities. So all in all, if you combine them all together, the comments from the March meeting showed a general desire for definitely keeping the rural feel and eliminating urban sprawl. There were some conflicts between whether or not to keep the EMS station on Woodtown Road, more zoning code enforcement, especially regarding vacant and abandoned buildings. Generally more parks, although there was a conflict. There were some comments about not expanding the parks. Not allowing sewers and improved utilities. There were a lot of comments about the protection of Duncan Run, the preserve, and other natural resources. Preserving the historic schoolhouses. There were a lot of comments about intersection improvements in Center Village and the inclusion of street trees and bike trails. Although, again, there were some conflicts with comments about not wanting bike trails, although they were typically more in favor of those. There was a lot of comments about preventing high density development, though what that means was not very consistent in terms of minimum lot size recommendations. There were no additional subdivisions or apartments. It's pretty standard. And there was also no commercial development was probably one of the more significant ones. And limiting commercial development to designated areas, although the comments that referred specifically to a designated area were all different. There was Center Village, 605, 37, and consideration for the southern border. So there were comments about considering commercial in all of those areas, like one or another. There were a lot of comments about no racetracks, no sports complexes, no outdoor shooting ranges, and no factory farms. But there was definite support for small family farming operations. So the key takeaways from that meeting, I think, would be one, you know, keep the rural feel and prevent urban sprawl. There were strong support for including more parks. And like I mentioned, there were a couple comments about not expanding it. But there was definitely more in favor of including more. There is a definite aversion to sewer, but there are desired improvements for the other utilities. There is strong support for protecting the natural resources, like I had mentioned, Duncan Run, John Bell's Preserve, wooded areas, wetlands, and ponds. A desire for intersection improvements in Center Village. And there were a lot of comments about reducing speeds in residential areas, as well as the inclusion of street trees and bike trails. Although there were a couple comments, again, against the inclusion of bike trails. There was strong support for not increasing housing densities, although we will need to visit what exactly that means. And there was very strong support for either limited or no commercial development, which included a very strong vocalization against the racetrack and a strong support for maintaining the viability of small family farming operations. So some of the things that came out of these comments that we will need to focus on more moving forward are the lot sizes. Several different lot sizes were proposed. The results were pretty all over the place. They ranged from 1 to 5 acres in terms of minimum lot size. There were a couple comments about no smaller than 1/4 acre or 1/3 acre if it's in a subdivision. So I think we'll see when the survey's over what the results of that are in terms of if there's any, if the residents are leaning one way or another regarding what a good minimum lot size would be moving forward. There is a definite no commercial development or limit commercial development to a particular area debate. Those were split pretty 50-50. There was a desire for a limited commercial in designated areas. And when those were brought up, like I had mentioned earlier, there was no strong consensus that came out of that in terms of what area that would be. Center Village probably got the most, but not by a staggering amount by any means. So the main areas that popped up for that were Center Village, the southern border, State Route 37, and State Route 605. So I do want to provide a clarification and an update based on the comments. So regarding the comments about no sewer, there is an agreement between Delaware County and the City of Columbus which permits either party to develop sewer. There are several sub-areas in that agreement, one of which includes the area east of Hoover Reservoir and south of 37, or more importantly, as we are concerned, all of Harlem Township. The current capacity limits for that agreement, I believe, is 4 persons per acre. However, that said, Harlem Township, that amount may change, that it can change based on agreement by both parties, Columbus and Delaware County. If they agree to increase the capacities, they can. So I would talk to Delaware County Regional Sewer about that. That said, Harlem Township in and of itself does not necessarily have the ability to prohibit sewer. You can't have like a blanket prohibition on developing sewer, because the agreement does permit the City of Columbus to construct sewer in Delaware County. And private property owners can choose whether or not they want to extend laterals to the trunk and or gravity lines. So I will try and make this graphic available. I did just get an update that there's 10 minutes left. So I'll try and make this graphic available. It does show the current state of the agreement. So Columbus has completed the phase 2 engineering for constructing the Big Walnut Interceptor extension, which will stop just west of the Harlem and Smothers Road intersections. So also, there were a lot of comments about no racetrack. I know there are some initial rumors of the Car Condo Racetrack Business Plan, which is AKA the Motor Enclave locating in Harlem Township. An article just came out a few days ago on May 6th that highlighted that business. And according to that article, there are 17 acres currently under contract with the New Albany Company, and those 17 acres are not in Harlem Township. They're located at the northwest corner of State Route 161 and Kitzmiller Road in New Albany. So people may be glad to know that it looks like there will not be a racetrack locating anywhere in Harlem Township. I think that about covers it. So did anyone see if there were any questions? Don't believe so. So yeah, it does. It looks like we have, probably 7 or 8 minutes left here. If anyone does think of any questions afterwards, please feel free to email me at jpmiller@co.delaware.oh.us or by phone at 740-833-2263. We are in and out of the office, so if you get the voicemail, just leave a message and I'll call back.
Hey, Jonathan, just want to throw heads up out there. If people really want to continue to talk, normally you could just go back into the Zoom meeting that you sent out. So like if it leaves you, you just go back in and click and it'll start another 40 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So I don't know. I didn't know that if you started a new one, if that set out a new meeting ID that
go back through the meeting link that you sent out that everybody just clicked on before coming in.
Yeah, okay.
At least I know I could do it with my family when I've done Zoom families recently.
Okay.
I don't see why it would be any different.
Okay. Were there any questions?
Jonathan?
Yes.
Whoever's talking, it's not showing up on the screen identifying who it is. Who is speaking?
Oh, it's Misha Bodak.
Okay.
Michael Bodak. It should show up as Michael Bodak, probably.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if you're even on the list. You were earlier.
Yeah, I see him on there.
Oh, there you are now. So you're doing it on the phone? You don't have video?
Me? I have video. I just don't. I don't use video because it's actually better for not to use video.
No, I see your name now. It's fine.
I mean, if you really want to see my pretty face, here I am.
No, I was just wanting to know who was talking.
I think if we develop the southern border, we could probably, whether it's commercial or what we do, because what's coming is Columbus is going to annex us. We all know that. I think we can stop a little bit of that because of where those trunk lines are in. But I think figuring out how to develop that summer, that southern border, you know, whether it's commercial, residential, a little bit of both, I think that's going to help us all out.
Who is iPad JD?
That's Jim Duschel. I'm the president of Keller Pines Homeowners Association.
Okay. Thank you.
I mean, I have no problem with that. We've got, what do we have? 5-6 parcels of 75 acres that Big Walnut Schools own in this area, in this township? Anybody?
I do not know offhand how many acres.
I mean, there's 75 acre parcels that the farmers gave for tax abatements. I'm just concerned what they're going to do with that. And my concern is changing those zoning guidelines on those.
You just mean in terms of rezoning it to something else?
Yeah, commercial. If they want to zone it to commercial to sell it, you know, you could put a warehouse out here. That's not what we're looking for. That's not what this infrastructure will hold.
Yeah, ideally, coming out of the comprehensive plan, there will be recommendations in terms of where commercial should be limited and or designated areas for it to go. And so if that does not include those school parcels, then it will be obviously on the zoning commission and trustees to say, this is not in line with the comprehensive plan, what the residents here wanted. And so, no, we will not rezone it to commercial. That it's those types of recommendations that if they get included in the comprehensive plan do hold some salt in terms of providing a basis with which denial is okay.
Yeah, I mean, you can't stop what's coming. You can try to control a little bit of what's going on here. And I've always been a firm believer, if we take care of that southern end of the township and maybe do some commercial and maybe do some residential, and then we can appease Columbus for a few years. Now, how long? I don't know. Obviously, Delaware County is one of the fastest growing counties in the country. But to stay in Harlan Township and to keep it like it is, I think there's ways around. I think there's ways to do it, but we have to be smart about it.
Yes, yeah. It's going to have to be well written, one. And two, it is going to require zoning commission members, Board of Zoning and Building Appeals, and the township trustees to hold those accountable, for lack of a better word. Like they'll have to vote along those lines and uphold what is written.
I mean, if you, all you had to do is look at North Hamilton Road and all the apartments they put up, and what that's created traffic wise, and the infrastructure can't hold it. I know they're going to do some road improvements up there, but it's just horrible up there. They put 2,000, maybe close to 3,000 apartments up there, and it's brutal. I would like to shy away from that. I don't have a problem with multi-use, where you have a restaurant and maybe a condo or whatever, restaurant in the bottom floor, a condo at the top or whatever, but that's kind of the way I would look at it there. I mean, you're going to have some commercial. There's no way around it.
In all likelihood, yes. But yeah, in terms of what that means and how that looks, we'll have to have some more conversations about that. Especially the survey wraps up here on the 24th. So I have not looked at how people have been responding just yet. I just sort of want to do it when it's over, not do it anytime in the middle. But there have been a lot of responses. So most of them have about 200 responses so far.
Mm-hmm.
And I mailed out about 50 to people who had requested them. So.
Right. We got one and we'll fill it out. It's again, I just think, A, I appreciate what you're doing to give us a little bit of a voice, because a lot of times that doesn't happen. But I really think that southern border is key for us in this township. That's my opinion anyway.
Yep. We are at less than a minute. I just got the warning.
I'd like to ask in that last minute, if there's anyone that's participating in this meeting that lives in the southern border down there, regarding, and if there are, I'd like to hear a comment from them.
I do. It's done.
Joni Manson is a member of the commission. She lives down that area. Are you online, Joni? I guess she's not a participant tonight. Anybody?